Now watch this now. Watch this. Hebrews 2:14. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to. Yeah, I got it. I got some other that I just want to get to the place. For as much then as children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, I want you to understand that, so I put his name there. He, Jesus, also himself did what? Likewise took part of the same. In other words, he took on a body identical to ours. He had two eyes, two ears, nose, and so forth. He breathed air. He walked just like we walk. He talked. He had a mouth to speak. So this is what it's saying. He took part of the same. Why did he do that? Now, Colossians says he spoiled who? Principalities and powers. And when he did, he made a show of them openly, right? Hallelujah. Why did he do this? That through what? Death. He might what? Destroy him that had, notice how he put that, had is what? Past tense. That had the power of death. Who? That is who? He tells exactly who it is. He spoiled him. See, when Satan... had the opportunity to kill Jesus, he thought he was doing away with man's only hope. You know why? Because he had a, if you'll let me say it like this, he had a perfect record. Nobody, Lazarus, was raised from the dead. We talked about that last Sunday, right? But he still was spiritually dead. Think about it now. He was raised from the dead physically, got healed, all the infirmity that made him sick, got healed of the thing that killed him, and God gave him life back so he could live. But he still was dead. But Jesus is the only one. And Satan didn't know this. So having spoiled principalities and power, let me move on because I got, I'll just follow you, Holy Spirit. Listen to verse 15. I read this in the King James, and I got a couple more. That is the devil. And delivered, listen now, listen what it says. See, once you hear what the word said, he didn't say he spoiled him, destroyed him, and destroyed his power, the power of death. He said also, and delivered them. And do what? And delivered them. Who through what? Through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You and I do not have to fear death. Only death that's going to bother you or you are acquainted with that you will go through is the separation of your spirit and soul from your body. And all the stain of death had been killed. So he has delivered you. I want you to hear me now. Robert Ham says that he might paralyze. We talked about that. him that held the dominion of death, that is your adversary. Hallelujah. Martha says, since children then shared blood and flesh, he himself participated in their nature, so that by dying he might crush him who wield the power of death, that is to say, the devil. And when he did that, Revelation says, 1:18, if you can follow me, Revelation 1:18 says, Jesus said, I am he that liveth, was dead. And behold, I am what? Alive forevermore. Amen. And have the key of who? Hell and death. Keys means authority. Jesus conquered Satan and stripped him of his authority. Matthew 16:18-19. And I say unto you, I say unto thee, am I going too fast? Y'all got it? And I say unto thee, thou art who? Peter. And upon this rock, this Logos, this truth, Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the Logos, the living word of God. Upon this rock, I will do what? Build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Are y'all hearing what I'm reading and saying? Jesus spoiled principalities and power. And the thing that he's trying to push off on you and control you with and bring you in bondage to, you've been delivered from it. And you have a blood-bought right, and you have a covenant right, and God will confirm this word when you stand up and say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, don't you touch me. Don't you put that on. Don't you, I dare you. You can go as far as to say, I devil dog dare you to put your hand on God's property. But we've been playing with it. And somebody told us that, see, you cannot afford to listen to this stuff. God don't heal today. God don't heal everybody. The Holy Ghost is of the devil. Now, when did Satan get a Holy Ghost? You ought to listen to what you're saying. When did you get a Holy Ghost? When did Satan learn how to speak in tongues? Guess I'll preach to this side over here a minute. Hallelujah. When you realize what you have and what's been given to you and what's been taken from you, what you've been delivered from is a better way of saying, then you won't fall into these places. You stand your ground and say, no, I will not tolerate this. Under no circumstance, get your hands off. Get out. Hallelujah. And he said, I say unto thee that thou, Peter, upon this rock, this Logos, this truth, I will build my church. What truth? Peter said, Peter had told him, thou art the Christ. Isn't that what he said? The Son of the living God. He's upon this truth. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Keep going. And I will. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. What did he say? I will give you what? The key to the kingdom of heaven.